So hello again, folks. Here we are from the Triratna International Council, the third meeting. We're at Adistana. So thanks for joining us at thebuddhacentre.com. Today we have Amala from Arialoka in New Hampshire. Hi, Amala.
Hello, Dasani.
And Chandradasa. Hi there.
Hello, Dasani.
We're slightly, well, do you know, I'm going to just tell you right now.
Yeah, just tell them.
This is take two of this interview because we did a splendid interview with Amala earlier today. You were a star, but we had technical difficulties.
We did.
It sounded like there was a mouse on the recording.
And now we're in silence, so it's even weirder because...
So don't tell.
So
shh. If you hear this podcast, don't tell anyone. But Amala, I just want to ask you a few things about this meeting and about your situation back home. Yeah. One of the things I gather from my friends in the order who live in the States is that it's not necessarily always that easy or that accessible to feel connected with the movement in Europe. Would you say that was the case?
That's definitely true. I think it requires an effort. You have to really reach out and be looking for a connection beyond our own little areas and centres.
So it involves a desire for an active participation.
Yes, indeed. So it's quite easy to ignore you all over here.
Okay.
That's not a good thing, necessarily, but it's just the way it is. Sorry.
I wish you could see her face when she said that. Sort of mix of bliss and...
Apology?
Apology, yes. Well, in my experience too, I also live in the States, very close to where Amala lives. She's a good friend. And I think the International Council's helped a lot, hasn't it? Actually make us, ironically, for something that's so wide in its perspective on Triratna, it's made us meet more locally.
It has, indeed. Yeah, I mean, we've started in our northeastern region. We've started meetings with the centres and order members from New York all the way up into Portland, Maine, which is fantastic, actually. We've just had a few gatherings, but it's one of the nicest gatherings, most enjoyable gatherings that we have. And that came in an effort to kind of duplicate on a local level what the International Council does worldwide, which is bring people together from the order, from the centres and the preceptors, and just have a conversation.
And to have a voice, I suppose it's quite easy to feel cut off if you're far away, and if you don't actually have a way to feed in your experience and your particular concerns coming from a cultural context, it can be easy to stay disconnected. And I think it's been really great seeing people coming together in that meeting, and they clearly love it. And I got the minutes today, for example, from the last one, and really sort of good, solid topics that are in some ways quite similar to the things we're talking about here. And it means that gets brought back, and a very substantial body of American practice gets taken account of in a way. And there is quite a lot of it, isn't there? I mean, the American situation is not new.
I think that's the thing that I'm connecting with on these meetings, is that what we've been plugging away at in the States for 30 years has some weight and has some depth. I guess that's the word I'm looking for. Depth and breadth. And we're no longer outliers and no longer complete beginners at this, that we've developed some of our own experience.
Yeah, not a junior player, not a junior partner.
Not so much,
And you're even a bit ahead of the game, actually, in a couple of areas.
In some areas,
there
that
were two areas in this that have come up already. I'm thinking of both ethics and teacher training. Where you're exemplary and everyone else is going, oh, wow, you can do it like that.
Because it turns out that in the States, five centres have adopted ethical guidelines, either before or as a result of some work done by the International Council in the last couple of years, and we've found them pertinent and helpful, and we just like, yeah, we'll do that. So I think it's helped some of the centres in other areas perhaps look at it again to recognise that, oh, some centres think it's a good plan. Let's look at it again.
And the fact that you have these five centres in the US that have adopted these, the very fact of that is a help then to that process in Europe, which is still trying to form guidelines. So then it steps up that you've got something of a lead to show in that.
Yeah, and we're very happy to share the actual documents that have been sort of ratified in each council. And that's going to be easier now with the Buddhist Centre online.
Yes. I didn't even pay, you to say that. That was a spontaneous plug.
Well, we're working on it, right?
It may never happen again, so I'll enjoy it while it lasts.
Bask.
Bathe.
And teacher training was the other area where, I mean, yeah. There is obviously teacher training goes on at a lot of centres around the world, but there's a sort of systematic approach that seems to be developing in the States.
Yeah, I think it was an order member visiting the States recently who seemed to think that we were ahead of the curve on that. And again, I mean, I'm happy to collate what documents we have and share them around. And I also want to find out what they've been doing in bits and pieces elsewhere. India has a lot going
India,
on.
India, yeah. Let's make a training. Let's make a teaching space on the Buddhist Centre mm-hmm. online. People can post their
yep.
their things. Mm-hmm.
And in that interview that we did earlier today, that's now lost forever, sadly. One of the things you were saying is that a kind of bonus from this meeting was having what you've achieved locally reflected back to you from this meeting.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think because we are a bit insular and maybe isolated, you know, we just kind of get on with our own thing. We don't kind of see ourselves in the bigger context. Yep. So this meeting is one of the only ways that could possibly happen. Because even at a convention, I mean, certainly plenty of American and Canadian order members go to conventions, but we're not kind of talking about the whole Triratna community at a convention. It's mostly individual friendships and practice. And so this context brings it all.
Mm-hmm. Because part of our job here is to have a sense of what the priorities are and to see, to notice where the gaps are, to see the gaps and then start to make headway in how we're going to meaningfully fill those gaps.
So, Yeah. And I think one of the things that happened from the first International Council was that in our area, the US and Canada, we realized we had nothing in place in terms of, you know, meeting regionally and local assemblies and things like that. We just were very undeveloped.
Wow, so look how that's changed
And it's changed a lot, yeah. And we're benefiting from it, yeah.
So here we are, we're 2.5 days in, and we've thankfully moved mode a little bit from quite a lot of intensity of engagement, meetings, lots of very stimulating discussion, to a practice-based day and some silence through this evening and overnight. How is it sitting with you, the change?
It was lovely. Padmasuri led a really nice 3-hour, 2.5-hour meditation and reflection period this afternoon based on the system of practice. It was really lovely the way she did it. And this evening we're going to have puja led by Lokeshwara. So
yeah, because we need a pause, don't we? Breathing in and breathing out at this stage.
Yeah, well, we will record the puja, of course. I wonder if there'll be any brass bands in the puja. Do you think there'll be brass bands in the puja?
I don't think so.
No, okay. No brass bands.
I haven't seen any instruments around.
76 trombones in the big
trombones.
Parade.
What would your takeaway be from the meeting so far? If it ended tonight and you had to go home, what would be the takeaway?
Wow, we are all working together. We're not doing this alone, no matter where we are. I think that's the strongest thing that's coming out so far. And it's grand, like a big brass band.
Oh, fantastic. We got the brass band reference, we should say, was an extended metaphor from this morning's podcast, which we're very sorry to lose. Maybe we can include it on the box set of this in years to come. When this is a classic podcast.
Yeah,
we'll re-release it with an extra.
Okay, meanwhile, thank you very much, Amala. From Arioloco, it was really great to hear your thoughts on the meeting.
Thanks,
Chandradasa.
Welcome.
And we'll speak to you again later at thebuddhacentre.com. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.